Beat the racket. One for the birds. Beat you. See the manager tomorrow. Go on now.
But you don't understand, Mr. Daniels.
Where are you? We're out of here.
Out of my way, Torello. Now, Torello, you might get hurt. This is no fiddle in this case.
I'm a serious, Mr. Daniels. Mr. Daniels, what are you doing? Out of there's your friend. I'm here, you say yourself, is a horseshoe table, is a horseshoe, is a
footlock. Luck? Luck, brains, Torello. You haven't got any. Or you'll be out of here by now.
Don't shoot, Mr. Daniels. Not to your friends out there. Don't shoot.
Hold everything, fellas. I've got a surprise for you.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear Horseshoes Are for Luck, starring Neil Hamilton. Does Not Pay, starring Neil Hamilton as Mitch the Smoothie Daniels in Horseshoes Are for Luck. The geography of a certain city is most important to this story. You see, a river winds through this city, dividing it into extremely unequal parts. Now, the smaller part was ruled, at least with respect to gambling and the numbers racket, by an organization known as the Gopher Boys, headed by one Tenor Burke. The larger part of the city was divided into two approximately equal halves, ruled respectively by the Mermaid Street Gang, led by Jackie Piper, and the State Street Outfit, led by Mitch the Smoothie Daniels. Smoothie Daniels was so called because of his impeccable exterior and his equally impeccable grammar, the latter a true mark of distinction in the world where Smoothie lived. A world peopled by young men such as Smoothie's right hand, Joey the Dip.
You want to come in, boss?
Joey, I've asked you so many times. Try to speak properly, even if you consider it out of character, so to speak. Whom might I want in here?
Jackie Piper, boss. Mr. Piper informs me he has with you an appointment.
All right, Joey. Admit Mr. Piper, please.
Yeah, sure, boss.
Okay, Mr. Piper, the boss will see you. That's
good news. Hiya, Smoothie.
Well, happy to see you, Jackie. Sit down. All right, Joey.
You don't want I should stick around?
Outside, Joey.
Okay, boss. You say so.
Well, Smoothie?
You're looking well, Jackie. Business been good?
Yeah, good enough.
But it could be better?
Yes, could be.
How would you like to make it better?
Keep talking, Mitch.
I've been doing a little thinking, Jack, and a little arithmetic.
I'm listening.
It occurs to me that a given sum divided into three parts means three slices of a certain size. The same sum divided into two parts means two slices of a larger size.
I can't argue with that.
The returns from gambling and numbers in this town are about as high as they'll ever be.
Right. Go on.
That's the given sum I was discussing.
And three slices are you, me, and Tenor Burke, huh?
Precisely.
How do you figure we'll cut three down to two?
You've answered your own question, Jackie. You said we.
It makes sense. But Tenor's smart. So's his outfit.
So are we.
Got a plan?
It involves a dinner party, Jackie, and a horseshoe table.
And we sit on the ends and the gophers in the center.
Precisely.
Well, they come to a party like that.
I have a place. Matter of fact, I own it. Out on the Shore Road. Excellent cuisine. I'll issue the invitations. I may even have to hint to Tenor that things will happen to you. But you come.
You've earned your name, Mitch. The Smoothie.
Is it a deal?
Name the date. We'll be there. One item. Who'll pack the artillery?
No one. All pieces chucked at the door with hats and coats. Except, of course, for the operational weapons which I will have had placed ready for me just prior to our arrival. That's the plan, Tanner. Jackie thinks I'm after you. Quite simple.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh? Something about it you don't like?
Who are you double-crossing?
Well, Jackie, slightly.
You call a dozen slugs a slight double-cross?
They won't bother him after it's over.
They might be working the gag on me.
Oh, come now, Tanner. In all our dealings over the years, have I ever crossed you?
Could always be a first time.
Tanner, remember when I moved in on the hot car racket?
Yeah, so what?
Who hijacked my cars?
Jackie did, but he settled what you called cash.
Cash is one thing. Pride is another. I haven't forgotten that deal. Tanner, I intend to exact payment in full. I think the time has come.
Why'd you wait so long?
Jackie trusts me now.
Oh. I get it.
Are you coming to the party, Tanner?
Let me know the date. I know the place. I'll be there with the gophers.
Excellent. Shall we shake on that?
Ain't necessary. I said we'll be there, we'll be there.
Very well, as you wish, old man.
Hey, what's that for?
Just a slight protective device. Joey is the only one who can open the door. Except myself.
Yeah, boss?
Mr. Burke is just leaving, Joey.
Okay. Right this way, Mr. Burke.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll see you that night, huh, Mitch?
Of course. Take care of yourself, Tanner.
I always have. Up to now, I expect to keep on.
Well, Joey, we're all set. He bit the whole bait. Hook, line, and sinker. He'll be there. Jackie will be there. And their boys.
And so will we.
Yes, indeed. So will we, Joey. So will we.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, the hour is growing late. May I propose a toast?
Another little drink, bitch? Why not? Only why you gotta talk first, huh?
one thing I never do, Smoothie, I never mix talk with liquor. So you talk, me, I'll take the liquor.
nevertheless, my friends, I give you this final toast for the horseshoe table, which has been the scene of our collation this evening. Horseshoes are for luck, my friends. Here's to this horseshoe. And to the luck we have in being friends.
I drink to that.
You bet your life. Me too. Yeah.
Pardon me. Pardon me, Rocky. Excuse me now. I'll be up back in a moment, kiddo.
Now, Smoothie.
How did you know, Jackie?
I ain't as drunk as I look. Good luck, Smoothie. Give me the high sound so I can duck, huh?
Sorry, if you let me through, boys. thank you. Thanks, fellas.
Mitch, you got a sense of humor.
Watch it. Watch it, Tanner. Jackie's looking this way.
He can't see nothing. He's blind.
Would you pull in your chair just a slice there? Thank you. Sorry, boys, but I have to get through here.
Okay, boss. Even the chef's gone home, like you said.
Good, Joey. Our own boys?
They all left the room, but they're out of the line of fire.
Perfect. Now lay low yourself until the job is finished.
Check. Right under the table. And the chopper's in the fiddle case, back of the curtains, like you said. Full drum, too.
Excellent.
Car's outside. Jimmy's got the engine running.
Wait, what are you doing here?
I'm a waiter for you, Mr. Daniels. I'm Tony Torrell.
All the waiters were sent home an hour ago.
I'm no, Mr. Daniels, about the place. You not get angry, huh? I have a big favor. You own this place. My brother, he's a needed job. He's a salad man. He's a very good salad man.
This doesn't beat the racket. One for the bird. Now beat it. See the manager tomorrow. Go on now.
But you don't understand, Mr. Daniels.
Out of my way, Torello. You might get hurt. There's no fiddle in this case.
I'm a sweet actor, Mr. Daniels. Mr. Daniels, what do you do? Out of there is your friends. I'm here. You say yourself is a horseshoe table. It's a horseshoe is for a luck.
Luck? Luck. Brain, Torello, and you haven't got any. Well, you'll be out of here by now.
Don't shoot, Mr. Daniels. Not your friends. Please, don't shoot.
Hold everything, fellas. I've got a surprise for you.
What's so funny, Joey?
Oh, you should have seen it from here, boss. When the waiter come out of those curtains running like a scared rabbit, oh, brother. And the look on Jackie's face just before the slugs cut him down. Honest, boss, it was a circus.
Yeah, no doubt. And it'll be a circus for us, too, if we don't get out of here. Everybody dead?
Nobody moving. I checked them all. Like mackerel. Oh, you're sure great with that chopper, boss.
Perfect.
Split the take, Mustwick. Not anymore, Joey. From now on, it's all ours. Let's go. It was a wonderful party.
Who is it? Right. All right, Joe, what's happening?
You ain't gonna like this, boss.
You pick up Gimpy? Rocky, maybe?
Our boys are out of town, like you told
them. Then what?
Here. It's in the paper. All of them.
Stop talking in riddles, Joey.
Read it. It's all there. I don't even want to think about it.
District attorney promises swift indictment of gang leader Mitch Daniels for murder. What?
Go on, go on. That crazy waiter, boss. The one come running out of the curtain.
The only survivor of the recent gang massacre is an eyewitness, one Tony Torello. Escaped murderous machine gun by Daniels, dove under table, buried under bodies, left for dead. Oh, lovely. Just beautiful.
One of the bump brakes, boss. That little...
You told me they were all dead. You told me.
I looked, boss, honest. He must have passed out. I could have sworn he wasn't breathing.
All right, never mind. Never mind. Too late. No time to waste over what's been done.
But what now, boss?
Now? We've got to get out of town and quick.
On the land, boss?
Yes. They're trying to arrest somebody they can't find. And the indictment hasn't been handed down yet. We have to travel, Joey. But when it all quiets down, we'll be back. And then goodbye, Tony Torello.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with Horseshoes Are for Luck. We continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Neil Hamilton as Mitch the Smoothie Daniels in Horseshoes Are for Luck. Mitch the Smoothie made his plans in his various hideouts, but such plans are subject to change without very much notice and to great delays. In Mitch's case, the delay was considerably longer than he'd expected. It stretched over years, in fact, due to the vigilance of district attorneys who refused to let the murder indictment gather dust and pigeonhole. So the years passed. Then, at long last, word came to Mitch's hideout. The police guard had been withdrawn from Tony Torello. The case was consigned, apparently, to oblivion. That was when Mitch made his move.
Joey, how would you like to tap the old kill?
Hey, boss?
I think you're entitled to a share, Joey. You stayed with me. Been loyal good many years.
Well, thanks, boss. Nice of you to say that.
Meaning, I suppose, it's easy for me to talk when the till I speak of is back home.
Well, yeah, if you want to put it that way.
Suppose I said I think it's high time we went back.
Nuts, boss? You want to burn?
No one's going to burn, Joey. That's a pretty old indictment by now, just about forgotten.
Well, a killing is a killing.
I know, I know. There's no statute of limitations on murder. But an indictment is no good if the witnesses aren't available.
The Torello character is still living, ain't he?
But no more police protection.
I begin to catch, boss.
I've made a plan, Joey, my friend. It's detailed and a little complicated. But there's too neat a sum of money hidden away back home, and the pickings hereabouts are too slim. Are you with me, Joey?
Am I with you? And I always with you?
My apologies. My apologies, Joey. I shouldn't have asked that question. Now then, this is it. You're going back first. Now, Mr. Torello doesn't know you. You're not named in the indictment. So far, so good. There'd be no killing, understand? Anything like that, and the police will swarm again. Our Mr. Torello will merely disappear. Understand, he will merely disappear. And this is how you'll go about accomplishing that.
What do you want, Shrimp?
I'm looking for the boatswain of this ship. Fellow called Lovejoy, Matt Lovejoy.
You're talking to him.
I'm Joey the Dip. You were told I was coming.
Okay, you're here. Start talking.
I got a grand for you.
I said 1,500.
A grand?
No deal.
1,250 is as high as I can go.
Sold.
Okay. I'll deliver the night you sail. 3 days out, you know what to do. You're Torello?
Who are you? What do you want to with Tony Torello?
Let's take a walk, wise guy.
I'm a no walk. I walk all the night with a tray. Now I'm asleep.
Only as far as my car. You can sleep in the car on the way to the waterfront.
I'm a no go to...
I ain't supposed to let you have it, but you get it sure if you don't walk. Now down the stoop, Torello. March, fast.
Lovejoy, open the gangway. He's heavy. I had to cock him. He tried to holler. All right, bring him here.
He's only a little guy. What's the matter, Slim? You're weak or something?
Monkey's heavier than you think.
Where's the dough?
Side pocket. My jacket envelope.
Okay. I've got it. All right, follow me. There's a rope locker for it. You can dump him there. Yeah. We sail with the tide.
Hello.
It's Joey, boss.
Well?
I called station to station like you said.
Never mind that. What about Torello?
Mr. Torello is going to sea, boss. Just about now.
How much?
$1,250.
Good. Well, I expected you might have to spend the whole $1,500.
You know me, boss. A penny saved. Anyhow, I'm a partner now.
Why, so you are, Joey, so you are. I trust Mr. Torello has a comfortable berth.
First class, yeah. In a rope locker. Only one class on a freighter, like in them travel ads. Say, can we go around the world, boss?
What for, Joey?
I always wanted to see that place, Tahiti or something they call it.
Well, we might, Joey. We just might. Once I open a certain safe deposit box. But before that's possible, we have a certain matter to clear up, don't we, Joey?
We're all set now, boss. Oh, we will be in 3 days.
Check. Reserve a room for me at our old hotel, Joey. I'll be back in exactly 3 days. Joey, dial this number, will you, please?
Sure, boss.
The gentleman on the other end is going to be rather surprised.
Who is it?
You'll hear. Just mention my name when he answers.
Gotcha.
Hello?
One moment, please. Mr. Mitchell Daniels calling.
What? Who?
Who is, boss? Sounds surprised.
Thank you, Joey. Hello. This the district attorney?
You know, this is my private number, Daniels, although how you found it.
Oh, I have ways still, as you see.
I want to see you. Will you come in, or do I have to send for you?
Oh, I'll be down. I'm merely calling for an appointment.
Very sure of yourself, aren't you, Daniels?
I'm sure I want an immediate trial under the old indictment. Or I want the indictment quashed. Should we talk it over, You and I, say at 11 in the morning?
11 tomorrow? A pleasure. Real pleasure. My staff and I are looking forward to meeting you. I trust the pleasure will be mutual.
Well, apparently the welcome mat will be out, Joy. Apparently the welcome mat will be out.
Ah, yes, Mr. Daniels. Come in, sit down.
You can wait outside, Joey.
Of course not, Daniels. Let him stay right here. We have nothing to hide.
Oh, it's all right with you. Okay, Joey.
Check, boss. Sit down, Daniels.
Not necessary. What I have to say won't take that long.
You never can tell.
I can tell. You're the district attorney. I want a trial or the indictment thrown out.
I see. Go on.
That's all. Now it's your turn.
On what grounds would you have me quash the indictment?
You have no witnesses. You can't get a conviction without a witness.
Meaning Torello?
Perhaps.
Your friend Joe here might be persuaded to talk. I don't know nothing. We might refresh your memory.
I wouldn't try anything. Joey and I both had our pictures taken yesterday. My lawyer has them. Any marks will show.
Well, you've thought of everything, haven't you?
I believe I have.
Move. Move. You know, Daniel, it's strange about people.
What's this? Philosophy?
In a way. Sometimes people will take anything, connive at nearly anything. And then they reach a point, usually where someone rather like themselves is being pushed around for no good reason, and they stop. They change course in midstream and fight back.
A pretty speech. Very pretty. Ought to sound very fine, make an excellent impression when you run for governor.
I may do just that, Daniels, after I've convicted you. All right, you can come in now.
Boss, it's a double cross. The big guy crossed me. Quiet.
Well, Mr. Torello?
After him, sir. Stop for Mr. Daniels. After him close, like now, with a machine gun.
And Mr. Lovejoy?
Hey, that's a little rat, sir. Deliver Tony here like a sack of potatoes for the galley. I didn't like him then, I like him less now.
Thank you, Mr. Lovejoy. Daniels, you're strangely silent. No more smooth talk, no bluster.
My lawyer will speak for me. You'll never get a conviction, you know.
Won't I? With Mr. Torello to tell his story and with Mr. Lovejoy to tell his? Mr. Lovejoy, will you tell Daniels and his pal here what you told me about why you left the ship with Mr. Torello instead of dumping him overboard 3 days out?
Well, sir, I couldn't see no reason why a little fella like Torello should get bumped for a couple of bums like these two, that's all. I never intended to dump him anyhow. Just put him ashore when we got to the other side. But here's a little guy. All he wanted to do was to get back to his house and be left alone. So that's okay with me. Maybe that's what I want, too. But when a louse like this dip throws him around and beats him up and wants him to be bumped, I don't like it. Who do these guys think they are, anyhow? They were told the mate and walked off the ship with Tony.
You dirty double-cross.
You leave him, my friend, I'm at the loan, you hear?
Ah, you...
Never mind, Joey. Anything else, Mr. D.A., before Joey and I take up residence here? No, for the present, that'll be all. Nice of you both to come in voluntarily. But you rather underrated us, didn't you?
Underrated who?
Why, Mr. Torello and Mr. Lovejoy, of course. Who else?
Crime does not pay. Neil Hamilton, who was starred as Mitch the Smoothie Daniels in Horseshoes Are for Luck, will be back with you in just a moment. Here in person is Neil Hamilton.
I'd like you to think back for just a moment to the motive for the machine gun killings of which Mitch the Smoothie was guilty. What was that motive? Control of the gambling and numbers racket in the district where Mitch and his gang waged their particular kind of warfare. Now then, who made those rackets so profitable that men like Mitch wanted to control them? The shoe fits, doesn't it? People like you and me. Exactly. It follows, then, that if we refuse the lure of gambling, of that kind of easy money, if we refuse to support crime and criminals ourselves, the cost of government, of police, of prisons and courts, would be far, far less. And it follows directly from that for ourselves, as well as for the criminals, in the end, crime does not pay.
Thank you, Mr. Hamilton. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark D. Lowe, with music composed and conducted by John Garth. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkis. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental. ¶¶